Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're doing this a little bit different today because normally at noon every day, we have been doing this for over 20-something years, we have a noon Eucharistic service, and then I or someone else give a little homily or a short little sermon, a short teaching. We've had to miss our noon Eucharist from time to time for a special day or something going on, but never more than like a day. So for the first time in all these years, we've had to actually not have Eucharist for an entire week because they're doing some pretty massive changes in our sanctuary that I'm excited about. So what we decided to do, because we have a bunch of people, particularly some of our Aslan Roars folks who like to go back and listen to the audio devotional, which is what we take from our noon service, that we thought we would just do every day this week an audio or broadcast like this, visual audio broadcast like this, so that people can still receive the word, even though we're not able to serve communion here. I want to talk to you a little bit today about eternal life. Because when most Christians think about eternal life, they think about the fact that they're going to go to heaven one day, and they're going to live forever in the presence of the Lord. Now, thank God that that's true. But the truth is, every single person, whether they're born again or Christian or not a Christian, whether they're in Christ or still in Adam, every human being lives forever. They're going to live forever either in the presence of the Lord in the eternal heavens, or they're going to live forever in hell, which is a horrible and sad tragedy. So everybody lives forever. So eternal life can't just be chronological. It can't just be about you're going to live forever. It's also speaking about a quality of life, and it's primarily speaking about a quality of life. The word eternal actually is the Greek word age. So it really has nothing to do with chronological things or time and how long time something lasts in terms of time. It just means age. And Hebrews chapter 6 gives us a little more insight into what eternal life means. So let me just read Hebrews chapter 6, beginning in, well, just verse 5. And we have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. Now, the word age there is the word eternal, that we translate eternal, again, which just means age. And here he references, for those who have tasted of the Holy Spirit, they've tasted of the powers of the age to come. And so eternal life would properly be defined as the age to come kind of life that carries with it supernatural qualities, supernatural powers. In other words, even with greater clarity, eternal life is the age to come quality of life. The kingdom of heaven, or heaven's quality of life, and all the supernatural powers that come with that. That's eternal life. So that when Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he didn't just say, I came to give you life and that you might have it more abundantly, though that's kind of the way we usually translate that in our mind. He said, my presence, what I came to do, who I am, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we might have the quality of the age to come kind of life, the supernatural, heavenly kind of life. All right, this is a scripture. I thought about this teaching today and just my time alone with the Lord and what I was doing. Often in my time with the Lord, I spent a lot of time in the Word because prayer is a conversation. And God speaks to me most of the time through his word. And he can speak into my spirit. You know, I can hear his voice. I can hear a still small voice in my time alone with the Lord. But I love to read the scriptures because God always speaks to me. The Holy Spirit has promised to lead us into all truth. And the consequence of that is that freedom is a result of truth. Truth sets us free. And so what I do sometimes, I'll start my prayer life, my prayer time, by listening to him. Because I figure that even though what I have to say is important to him, what he has to say is infinitely more important to me. Because a lot of times, if I listen to what he has to say first, then what I have to say isn't relevant at all because he's already answered my questions. But what I do, I have like this hundreds of scriptures that reference being in Christ. That phrase in Christ is the most important phrase in human language, in the history of human language. And so I just have these scriptures that I've listed. And I'll go back sometimes and just meditate on them and draw from what they're saying about our life in Christ, our life in union with Christ. So I was reading this one, and it was like the second verse of my list. This is from Romans 6:23, and it says this. This is real familiar if you've walked with the Lord for a while. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So notice what he says again. And the free gift of God, so it's not anything you can earn or deserve. It's not something you work towards. It's the free gift of God. So when you get you got the whole gift. The moment you were, quote, born again, you got the whole gift. That free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what I saw, just from a different slant when I read that this morning, that he was saying that eternal, the free gift of God, the eternal life that's in Christ Jesus. In other words, the eternal life that Jesus Christ possesses. Hear this again. The free gift of God is the eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's not just that God gives us eternal life. He doesn't give it to us. He joins us to Christ so that we can participate in his eternal life, in his age to come quality of life. There's a difference. So let me hear that again. Let me say that again. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The eternal life that Jesus possesses, the quality of heavenly life that he possesses, the age to come and all the supernatural powers of that age to come kind of life that he possesses, I'm now joined to and I get to participate in. That's eternal life. It begins the moment I become a Christian and I get to experience it forever. Let me read a few verses to you. This is from 1 John chapter 5. So forgive me for turning the pages. 1 John chapter 5 says this, beginning in verse 11. 1 John 5:11. And the witness is this, that God has given us, past tense, so if you're a Christian, it's already yours, you've had it since the beginning, God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. So eternal life is the life that Jesus possesses. It's the life that Jesus lives. And for me to have eternal life means I've been joined to the life of Jesus, and I get to participate in his age to come quality of life and all the supernatural wonders of that. This life is in his Son. He's given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. And he who has the Son has the life. Why? Because Jesus is the eternal life. And I get to participate in that life. See, when you become a Christian, you're placed into Christ. That becomes your reality. So you're in Christ. That's the first thing that's real about you. You're no longer in Adam, you're in Christ. And so you're in Christ, and you get to join in on and participate in everything that Jesus has, in the life that he lives, in relationship and intimacy with the Father, and the life that he lives through us on earth. And the life that he lives through us is one of eternal life, is one of age to come life, and the powers of the age to come life. He is the eternal life. Let me just read another verse too. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God in order that you may know that you have eternal life. Now, usually we'll use those verses in witnessing to somebody and to say, do you know that you have eternal life? In other words, do you know if you're going to go to heaven or not? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not really what the scripture is saying. The scripture is saying that God, John said, I want you to know because you have the Son, you possess the quality of the age to come kind of life that Jesus possesses. And God doesn't give you eternal life apart from Christ. He gives you eternal life by joining you to Christ so you can participate in the age to come kind of life that Jesus lives. You with me? All right, here's another verse. This is 1 John chapter 1. This is really profound scripture. Not necessarily a profound teaching from me, but a profound scripture from which we can grow. Verse 1 of chapter 1 of 1 John. What was from the beginning, listen to what he says here. What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we beheld. He's talking about something living here. And our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life, he didn't just say life, but he says, and the life was manifested. And we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life. He refers to Jesus as the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Notice that he calls again, he references eternal life, not as a thing God gives us, but as a person. And so eternal life is the life that Jesus lives. And for you and I, again, to have eternal life means that the Father doesn't give it to us. The Father joins us to Christ so that we can participate in his age to come quality of life and all the supernatural wonders of that life. That's what eternal life is. It just happens to last forever. So it would really be better in the scriptures when it talks about you having eternal life, it would say you possess the age to come quality of life that Jesus lives. The age to come quality of life, that's in Christ. That's now the gift of God to you. Again, so let me say it one more time. Eternal life is not something God gives to us. It's a free gift, but that free gift is our being joining us to Christ in union with him and our participation in the quality of the age to come life that Jesus lives. Now, I think that's really important to me because what we anticipate is what we expect by faith. You know, only the expectant give birth to anything. And faith comes out of hope. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And hoping isn't wishing something would be. Hope, the biblical word hope, is a confident expectation. So the scriptures is full of things that raises our level of expectation. Because that's then raising our level of hope. And then from that, we're able to walk in faith. It's easier for us to walk in all the wonders that make up this amazing gospel. You know, the word gospel means good news. But it means more than just good news. In the original language, the word gospel, good news, the Greeks used it to describe a victory that was so astounding, so amazing, so profound, that nothing was ever the same again. That's the gospel. And so the gospel is full of, quote, great news, because that great news raises our level of anticipation so that we know what to expect, what to draw from, what's ours in Christ. And what is ours in Christ and from today's lesson is that you have eternal life, because eternal life is the life that Jesus lives. He possesses the eternal life. And when we're placed into Christ and we're joined to him in union with him, then we get to participate and experience and even manifest the age to come quality of life with all the supernatural aspects of that, that Jesus lives. Amen. Well, I trust you have a blessed day, and we'll do this again every day this week at noon until we get rocking again with our Eucharist. And then, if you want to see these, you can either watch the live Eucharist, or you can go onto Azonor's website, azonors.org. And on azonors.org, you can look up the devotionals and you want to listen to the audio devotional, which will have an audio version of this. So you can go back and listen to this, you know, almost like a podcast on our asthewords.org, and just pull up the audio version of the devotional for the day. And that'll be this word. Okay? Well, love all of you. See you again tomorrow.